Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katsimatidis here. It's Sunday morning. What's going on with the MTA? Well, so many people are saying we got to get the subways open and we have to have them safe. With us today is the president of the MTA, Sarah Feinberg. How are you, Sarah?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Give us an update. We had Senator Schumer on a few weeks ago, and Senator Schumer says he's provided all the money the MTA needs. How are you doing?
Well, we're good. We're good. Obviously, we're incredibly grateful to Senator Schumer for all of the work that he did along with the rest of the New York delegation to get MTA the emergency assistance it needed after, you know, quite a tough year. So we're obviously grateful for that. We know he worked hard for it in Washington. You know, my more immediate concerns are getting ridership back. If we can't get, you know, ridership back to the levels where it was pre-pandemic, you know, we're going to continue to have financial issues, and obviously it'll just be bad for New York generally. So my big focus at this point is getting ridership back. We're at about 35% or so of ridership right now.
I think the one big problem that everybody talks about is in the subways people have to feel safe, and there's been, we got to open up 24 hours. People have to feel safe, and there's a lot of mentally ill that are just going in there. And I understand from I've seen Commissioner Shea lately, and he says they're assigning a lot more police officers to the subway system starting next week.
Well, look, I'm so grateful to Commissioner Shea. I have a great relationship with him. He's always available. He gets back to me really quickly. We are in pretty constant communication. I think he's doing a really good job. So I'm really grateful for all of his attention. And look, I think that he understands the situation we're in. You know, that that crime is at a level that it shouldn't be in the system. You know, his folks like to point out that it's lower than it was last year and that it was in previous years. All of that is true. However, our ridership is way down, and so per rider, crime is up, which is not a good place to be. Additionally, you know, the system, because there's only about 30-35% ridership, the system is more empty, a little bit more desolate than it typically is. So that doesn't mean it's not safe, but it does mean that, you know, it's not nearly as busy as it usually is. So the place is not jam packed with people. You know, we know that that, you know, there's safety in numbers. There's a tipping point where, you know, when we get ridership back to 4.5-5 million people a day, you know, we'll be in a better place. What we've been asking for is additional policing resources between now and when we get to that tipping point. I think of it as the next, you know, 3 to 6 months when we're really desperate to get people to come back to New York, come back to the New York economy, come back to the transit system. And in order to do that, I need to make sure that they feel safe and that crime numbers are way down. So that's really what I'm looking for. He has agreed. He announced today that he's putting some additional auxiliary police officers into the transit system. That's great news. That's really helpful for us. And we're grateful that he's heard us out on that and agrees that that deployment of additional officers is needed. You know, it's not enough. We're going to continue to push for more, but it's certainly a step in the right direction and one we're really pleased with.
Is there a program for some of these homeless that are making the subways their home to put them someplace permanently so they don't come back every night?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's so reflective of the crisis in the city, right? It's not just about the subway system. It's so reflective of the fact that we've got a real housing shortage and a housing crisis in the city, and we've also got a mental health crisis in the city. So there's a large population of folks who are experiencing homelessness who are not in the system. You know, parents who are down on their luck, lost a job, lost their housing, have children, they're in the shelter system, they're in housing. Those aren't the folks that we're talking about when we're talking about the folks who are experiencing homelessness in the subway system. Those tend to be folks who are long-term homeless, the vast majority of whom are experiencing significant mental health issues. They're probably absolutely in a significant mental health crisis. There's frequently substance abuse issues. And they've been offered services many, many, many times. So the MTA personnel, Department of Homeless Services is in the subway system. Social workers are in the subway system. Medical personnel, police officers, they all offer, social services to these individuals. And what we hear from them is that they don't feel comfortable being in the shelter system because they don't feel like it's safe. Or we hear some other, version of a mental health issue from them. So, these are long-term homeless folks who really are in crisis. And you asked if it's appropriate or not. I think what's not appropriate is this is what the answer is for these folks, that the homeless advocates, the groups that have devoted their time and their resources and their advocacy skills to helping the homeless have sort of decided that the subway is a reasonable place for folks to live. And we just can't be that country. We can't be that city where we've said, we don't have a housing solution for you, but there is an underground system. So why don't you, try living there? The answer should never be that someone lives on a bench or someone lives in a tunnel. It's first of all, it's not safe. The transit system is not a safe place to live. It is, the equivalent of we've got trains moving at all times. So it's the equivalent of living on the median of a highway, right? We've got trains moving at all times. It's exceedingly dangerous. It's also just, any New Yorker and any American deserves so much better than that. Any human being deserves so much better than that. So it's just, it boggles the mind that there are groups out there that have decided that this is an acceptable solution for these folks.
Governor Cuomo has announced that May 17th, the subway system is going to go 24/7. Is everybody prepared to hit that date?
We are, yeah. I mean, so look, we're excited to have people back. Obviously, we're a 24/7 city, and so we're eager to go back to being a 24/7 subway system. Of course, the entire time the subway system has been closed for a couple of hours a night, we've been running bus service, in fact, enhanced bus service. So people have had the ability to use the transit system. They've just been using buses instead of the subway. The challenge for us is not in moving people. It's going to be in making sure that we can clean and disinfect the way we have been cleaning and disinfecting, even with people in the system. So that's really the challenge for us. I'm confident that we'll be able to do it, but it's certainly going to be challenging.
We got a minute left. Anything else you want to tell all New Yorkers?
Look, I think now is a good moment to come back to the city, right? It's the economy is coming back. The city's coming back. We've turned that corner on spring. The weather's beautiful. It's a great time to be coming back to the city, to be riding public transit. And when you come back, the thing I would ask of New Yorkers is to look out for each other and to thank a transit worker. So, the men and women of New York City Transit have been on the job day in and day out every single day of this pandemic, carrying the city on their backs for the last year plus. And it's hard work, and increasingly, for God knows what reason, but one that we're trying to address, they frequently have been the target of assaults and attacks and harassment. And so when you come back to the system, if you could just, stand in the middle of the platform, and when the train comes in and the conductor looks out, say thank you for your service, thank your train operator. There's cleaners throughout the system, people who are working 24/7 to disinfect the system. Thank them for their work. And we're just so glad to welcome people back and excited to fill up the system again.
Sarah Feinberg, president of the MTA, thank you so much for coming on this Sunday morning and giving everybody an update. And God bless. I hope New York makes a quick comeback, because we all love New York.
Thank you. So good to be with you.
Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.